Welcome to Grendene S.A.'s conference call to release and analyze the results of the third quarter of 2007. We inform this conference call will be made in Portuguese only with English translation. At the moment, participants are in listen-only mode, and later on, we are going to start our Q&A questions when instructions for participations will be provided. If you need any help during the teleconference call, please request the help of the operator pressing star zero. This conference call is being recorded and is going to be made available at the site www.grendene.com.br/www/ri. Here with us are the main executives of the company that will be present for the Q&A session. Mr. Pedro Grendene Bartelli, Vice President of the Board of Directors and Vice President Director, Rudimar Dall'Onder, Industrial Commercial Director, Gelson Luiz Rostriolla, Financial and Controllership Director, Francisco Schmitt, Investor Relations Director, Luiz Antonio Moroni, Sales, Marcos Dalbó, Marketing. We inform you that the press release of the third quarter of 2007 is available at the website www.grendene.com.br/www/ri in the versions Portuguese and English. Before we go on, we would like to clarify that eventual statements made during this conference call about these perspectives and operating financial estimates of company business are mere forward-looking statements based on the expectations of the company management in relation to the future. The expectations are highly depending on market conditions, economic performance of the country, and international markets. I would like to pass the floor to Mr. Pedro Grendene Bartelli, Vice President of the Board of Directors and Vice President of the company. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being once more with Grendene in its conference call for release of the third quarter and 9 months of 2007, and also about the company perspectives that will be later on presented by our Investor Relations Director. I would like initially just to highlight that we will again make an anticipation of dividends, the second of 2007, regarding the periods with the database up to September 30th, 2007, with payment as of November 28th, 2007, in the amount of 42 million reais or 0.42 reais per share, ex-dividend as of November 16th, 2007. With this anticipation, accrued dividends available for distribution in the nine first months of 2007 add up to 72 million reais. In that, we have already anticipated on the 22nd of August of 2007, 30 million reais. I would also like to highlight that Grendene, coherently to its option for the best governance practices, corporate governance practices, is trying to reinforce its connections or the connection between the compensation of the executives and the results of the company. In this sense, it hires Towers Perrin to develop a long-term incentive plan, stock option, that will briefly be implemented or shortly be implemented. On the other hand, reinforcing its strategy to develop and establish international brands, in September of last year, Grendene acquired the brand Ipanema in the United States. That was registered under the name of third parties and will start to market its Ipanema sandals that are already successful in the rest of the world, also in the American territory. We also observed the election of our Investor Relations Director that was elected last September, as already announced to the market, to give continuity to our work of enhancing our corporate governance structures and communication and transparency with shareholders and investors. I will now pass the floor to our Investor Relations Director, Mr. Francisco Schmidt, and we'll be here together with other Grendene executives to answer any questions that you might have at the end. Thank you very much. Good morning. Thank you, Pedro. I'm going to highlight initially some of the most relevant aspects in the comment of our performance in the third quarter of 2007 and the first 9 months of the year, economic and financial aspects and perspectives for Grendene. In the first quarter of 2007, our gross income reached 418 million reais, 12% above the same period in 2006. This growth can be explained by the increase of 10.5% in our sales volume, reaching 37.8 against 34.2 million in the previous year, and an increase in the average price of 1.4% in the third quarter of 2007. In the 9 months of 2007, gross sales income reached 998 million, an amount 9.9% above the same period in 2006, with a sales volume of 94.7 million pair of shoes against 89.9 million pair of shoes in 2006, totaling a 5.4% increase in volume and an increase in the average price of 4.4% in the first 9 months of 2007. In terms of domestic market, we can see that our gross income continues to grow in the third semester of in the third quarter of 2007, 11.5% above the third quarter of 2006, mainly explained by the addition of 7.3% in sales volumes and 3.9% in average price. In the third quarter of 2007, we sold 30.2 million pair of shoes in the domestic market against 28.2 million in the third quarter of 2006. The average price was 12.29 in the third quarter against 11.83 in the third quarter of 2006. All our product lines had a growth in volume in relation to the same quarter of the previous year, showing that we got a right strategy going on. In the first 9 months of 2007, gross revenues in the domestic market totaled 840.5 million reais, being 7.8% above the first 9 months of 2006. We sold 67.6 million pair of shoes in the domestic market in the first 9 months of 2007, a slight growth against 67.2 million pairs in the first 9 months of 2006. The average price had an increase of 7.2% in relation to the same period in 2006. The largest average price in the period results from a mix of products with higher value added. As for the external market, we have been maintaining a pace of growth in our gross revenues in dollars and reais in 2007. In the third quarter of 2007, our gross revenues in exports in dollar was $24.6 million, 32.2% above the same period of 2006. And in reais, it totaled 47.1 million reais, with an increase of 16.6% in relation to the third quarter of 2006. We sold 7.6 million pairs of shoes in the external market in the third quarter of 2007, which represents a growth of 25.8% in relation to the third quarter of 2006. An increase of 49% in the average price in dollar in the third quarter, from $3.23 per pair and a drop in the average price in reais that was 6.19 reais in 2007, against 6.68 reais in the third quarter of 2006, configuring a drop in price of 7.3%. This effect in the average price in reais is a result of the acceleration of the devaluation of the dollar before the real. The gross revenues of exports in the 9 months of 2007 grew by 33.6% in dollars, totaling $79.1 million. Compared to the same 9 months of 2006, the sales volume increased 19.5%, reaching 27.1 million pairs shipped, in that the average price in dollar grew by 11.9% and 2.6% in reais. In a longer period, the effect of a higher value added in the product prevails over the valuation of the Brazilian currency, enabling the company to attain an average price in reais slightly above the same period in the previous year. In the external market, Grendene has been showing vigor despite the unfavorable exchange rate, showing its fantastic competitive capacity. In the first 9 months of 2007, the volumes of Brazilian exports in shoes in number of pairs decreased by 2.3%, contrasting with the increase of exports of Grendene of 19.5%. With those results, Grendene accounted for 20.4% of the volume of Brazilian shoes exported in the first 9 months of 2007, compared 16.7% of share in exports in the same period in 2006.
The total cost per pair in the third quarter increased by 4.1%, reaching 4.6% reais per pair, and thus making up for, partly, by an increase in the average sales price per pair of 1.4%. In a domestic market, the average price of the pair increased by 3.9% in the third quarter, in contrast with the third quarter of the previous year. This practically made up for all the cost increase for this market. In the foreign market, however, in spite of the average price in dollar, although it grew by 4.9% in this quarter, in contrast with the same period in 2006, when translated into reals, the average price in the foreign market had a drop of 7.3% in contrast with the same period in 2006. The devaluation of the dollar in this period did not make it possible for prices in reals of exported products made up for the increase in costs. For the first 9 months in 2007, the cost of products sold per pair increased 5.6%, and it is 4.90 reals per pair, in contrast with 4.64 in the first 9 months of 2006, partly compensated by an increase in the average sales price per pair of 4.4%. In terms of percentage of the gross revenues, the cost of products and services sold remained practically stable, 58.9% in the first 9 months in 2007, in contrast with 58% in the first 9 months of 2006. Gross profit increased 7.7%, reaching 155.4 million reals in the third quarter of 2007. Compared to 144.4 million in the third quarter of 2006. The gross margin reached 47.2% of the net revenues, a small reduction in contrast with the 48.9% in the third quarter of 2006. And the 170 PB drop in the gross margin is explained by the increase of the cost of the products and services sold, as explained before. In the first 9 months of 2004, the gross profit also had an increase of 6.8%, totaling 323.5 million compared to the 303 million of the first 9 months of 2006. The gross margin was 41.1% of the net revenue in the first 9 months of 2007, in contrast with 42% in the first 9 months of 2006. As to expenses with sales in the third quarter of 2007, the share of expenses with sales in relation to the net revenue was 26.1% in contrast with 24.3% in the third quarter of 2006, an increase of 180 PB. The increase of 19.7% was a result basically of increase in expenses with advertising as a consequence of the decision of anticipating marketing campaigns to make the most of the market scenario. And these expenses should not reach in 2007 a value that regarding higher net revenue than initially forecasted, and it will remain between 8 and 9% of net revenues. Expenses with advertising reached 33.2 million, which is equivalent to 10.1% of the net revenue in the third quarter of 2007, in contrast with 21.7 million or 7.3% in the third quarter of 2006. Expenses with sales in the first nine months of 2007 had a 10.3% increase, going to 24.5% of the net revenues, in contrast with 24.3% in the first nine months of 2006. The increase in expenses took place for the same reasons for the rest of the quarter. Overhead and administrative expenses in the first quarter of 2007 went down by 13.8% as compared to the same quarter in the previous year, totaling 10.5 million or 3.2% of the net revenues, in contrast with 4.1% of the revenue in the third quarter of 2006. In the 9 months of 2007, overhead and administrative expenses totaled 31 million reals, accounting for 3.9% of the net revenue, in contrast with 32.7 million of 32.7 million, which accounted for 4.5% of the net revenue in the first 9 months of 2006. The reduction is part of the rationalization policy for expense reduction. The net financial result had a net financial expense of 6.3 million in the third quarter of 2007, in contrast with a revenue of 5 million in the third quarter of 2006. Its reduction is explained especially by the greater discounts given to customers, expenses with bank loans, and reduction with the revenue from exchange hedge. In the first 9 months of 2007, there was a net financial revenue of 1.7 million in contrast with 26.9 million reals in the same period of 2006. And the adjusted net profit in the third quarter of 2007 reached 81.6 million reals with a net margin of 24.8%, which accounted for an increase in 6.5% over the third quarter of 2006. In the 9 months of 2007, the adjusted net profit was 160.3 million with a margin of 20.4%, similar to the result in the first 9 months of 2006, that was 159.9 million. We can see in the press release that the adjusted net profit, eliminating non-recurrent revenues, exceeds by 3.8% the same period in the previous year. The adjusted EBITDA reached 102.1 million reals in the third quarter of 2007, which means a slight growth of 0.8% as compared to the 101.3 million in the third quarter of 2006. The adjusted EBITDA margin remained in 31%, in contrast with 34.3% in the same quarter in last year. The fall was due to the increase in expenses with sales, as previously explained. The adjusted EBITDA in the first nine months of 2007 totaled 197.9 million, which means an increase of 3.7% as compared to the 190.8 million in the same period of the previous year. The adjusted EBITDA margin remained in 25.2% of the net revenue in the nine months of 2007, in contrast with 26.5% in the nine months of 2006. This reduction in the margin is a result of decision of anticipating advertising expenses, which would normally only accounted for in the fourth quarter, and advancing it to the third quarter of 2007, as previously explained. On September 30th, 2007, the availability of consolidated financial investments were 765.1 million reais, whereas loans and short and long-term financings totaled 233.7 million. Net cash was 531 million, 40.1% to the 379.3 million of December 31, 2006, and 11.8% below the net cash of 602.4 million in June 30th, 2007. As to investments, 6.9 million were invested in immobilized assets in the third quarter, in excess to the 3.0 million in the third quarter of 2006. The accrued in the first month was 14.9%, superior to the 8.2 million in the first nine months of 2006. Additional investments were basically regarding expenses with implementation, installations, machinery, and equipment in the new manufacturing plant in Teixeira de Freitas, in the south of the state of Bahia, which went live in September 2007, as previously forecasted. The year of 2007 should end with a CapEx of 18 million reais. The performance that has been reached by Grendene has been recognized in the market. The main accomplishments in 2007 were: in August 2007, Grendene won and was awarded as the largest and most profitable company in the shoe industry in a ranking prepared by Manhã magazine. In September 2007, it won the prize for the best design of Disney products given by Global Meeting Apparel, Accessories, and Footwear. In October 2007, Grendene was recognized as the company with the best financial management in a ranking prepared by the magazine Isto É Dinheiro, and also received the award, the best managed or most admired companies in Brazil in 2007, being listed as one of the 45 most admired companies in Brazil, and the first one in the shoe industry. This award was given by the magazine Carta Capital. As to economic and financial aspects, it's worth emphasizing that Grendene continues with a sound financial status. It keeps its agility in increasing its installed capacity without the need of having any relevant investment, being able to offer a rapid response to any market demand. It has scale, efficiency, speed, and versatility in production, in addition to owning strong and recognized brands, making its products a reference in the shoe industry. With these points emphasized, we now are going to talk about future prospects. The numbers forecasted so far confirm our expectations for 2007, as to both the gross revenue and volume should exceed the values of 2006. We expect a continuity in the macroeconomic scenario that is favorable, with an increase of consumer income and a growing trend in the GDP. These observations encourage us to expect more growth right now. Bear in mind the results of the first 9 months of 2007, after having closed the month of October, and with November order already in our portfolio, we feel very comfortable in improving the guidance released to the market. Both the gross revenue and volume should be in 2007 approximately 10% above the values of 2006. The expectation is that the average price agrees or is equal to 2006. Advertising expenses of 2007 should keep the same share of the net revenue as in the first 9 months of 2007. That was 8.5% in spite of a slight growth in the third quarter of 2007 due to the anticipation of expenses as explained before. The repositioning strategies of some product lines have proved to be efficient and have contributed to our expansion in sales. For the first quarter of 2008, the growth trend that we had in 2007 is expected to continue. According to our forecast, gross revenue should grow at a rate slightly superior to the growth to be seen as the guidance of 2007 greater of 10%. And the volume should grow at even greater rates. Average price on the first quarter of 2008, in contrast with the first quarter of 2007, should be slightly smaller. We believe that our targets will be reached with the full effort and dedication of our team. Thank you very much, and we are now going to our questions and answers session.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we can now start our questions and answers session. To ask a question, please press star 1. To remove the question from the line, please press star 2. Once again, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Our first question comes from Marcelo Ferri from Banco Itaú. Good morning, everybody. I would like to know what you're going to do to improve your EBITDA, if you're going to reduce sales expenses, marketing, or any other factor, and if you believe this margin in the fourth quarter is growing or not. And the second, if the sales of anatomic shoes are within expectations. The end of the first question and the second question. Could you repeat that, please? Oh, sure. The first question is, what are you going to do to improve your EBITDA margin if you're going to decrease the sales or marketing expenses or anything else, and if you believe your EBITDA is going to grow in the fourth quarter? And the second question, if the sales of anatomic shoes are within expectations. Good morning, Marcelo. Okay. Our EBITDA margin, what are we going to do to improve this margin? As we say in the press release, those expenses in marketing and advertising that were anticipated for the third quarter of 2007 are indeed expenses that were expected to occur in the fourth quarter. So we only moved those expenses to the third quarter in such a way that along the year they're going to be within expected, therefore 8.5% of our net revenues. This will make our EBITDA margin to be slightly above the one observed last year, the EBITDA margin in the whole of the year. As for the anatomic shoes and our advertising and campaign, it has in fact exceeded our expectations. We would say that it was a major hit and had important impact on our sales. Okay, and in terms of exports, what are you basically doing to either maintain or increase your price in dollars because the prices in reais tend to go down. But how about the price in dollars? Do you have any strategies to comment on? Well, with regards to exports, we have been observing that the exchange rate has been showing very unfavorable. So when the income is translated into reals, it tends to present a drop. If you observe it well, you can see that both in the third quarter and the 9 months, our price in dollar has been going up. In that, in the third quarter, it had a slight drop in reals. In the 9 months, it was an increase in reals. So our strategy to keep increasing the price in dollars is to renew product lines and continuously launch new products in the market. New products with a little readjustment and more competitive in the market. Okay, that's basically what I had to ask. Thank you very much. Our next question comes from Ricardo Boiati from Bradesco. Please, Ricardo Boiati. Good morning, everybody. I'd like to understand your feelings about the correlation, especially in this quarter, of the increase of expenses with marketing and the growth of revenues, because I believe you had 10.1% of expenses in the net income and a growth in revenue of 11% with increasing volume and average prices. How much is this related to the expenses, and if a lower level of expenses with marketing would have a negative impact in this growth? Good morning. Well, answering your question, in fact, these marketing campaigns of ours, generally the time to launch a campaign depends on the market. So this is an internal call. When the company believes that anticipating these expenses might have an important impact in sales, then what we do is that we move them in time so as to better take better advantage of the releases of the company and new launchings. But that does not mean that we are going to increase expenses. In fact, what we have been spending with advertising and marketing is what we believe is enough to release our product and strengthen our brands. And occasionally what we do is that we move the times of the usage of this money, but without increasing the percentage in comparison to the net revenue. So we do not believe that the decrease of these expenses in the last quarter will have a negative impact, because with these anticipation, we already could get a good share of orders that were already placed and are already being processed by the company. So we do not foresee any negative impact. So you do not believe it would be interesting to have a level of expenses close to that. The effect of these advertising campaigns is going to be long-lasting. You do not have to have higher expenses to increase sales. When you observe in our press release a series of the history of expenses in marketing and advertising since 2005, first quarter of 2005, you see there is an oscillation year by year, quarter by quarter, but the expenses are always within this percentage of the net revenues. So keeping this level in the third quarter will not make us increase the levels of the fourth quarter to improve our sales performance. In the fourth quarter, we should be at 8.5% of expenses in relation to the net income, and that will be the percentage of the year, 8.5%.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Albano Branco from UBS Pactual.
Good morning, everybody. I'll just like to confirm. In your press release, you say that the net profit of 2007 will have the same growth proportionally to the increase of gross income, which is approximately 10%. In the first 9 months, you have an adjusted net profit with a variation of 0.2%. I would like to know if you were comfortable for the fourth quarter, if this is it, and how are you going to get to the 10% that you have estimated?
Well, good morning. There are some factors that when we make a comparison year by year have to be considered. When we verify the year of 2006, in the fourth quarter of 2006, we had an extraordinary expenses because of indemnities to several representatives in the amount of 9 million reais. This expense is not going to be repeated in the fourth quarter of 2007. Therefore, it will contribute to the improvement in the fourth quarter. In addition, the expenses with advertising and marketing that would be made in the fourth quarter were advanced to the third quarter. So our result in the fourth quarter is going to be substantially better than the fourth quarter of 2006. Just in terms of comparison, the fourth quarter of 2006, advertising marketing expenses were 10.1% of revenues. This year, it's going to be 8.5% because part of these expenses were already anticipated. That will make our profit to go back to the same percentage of growth of revenues.
Okay, but can we have an expansion of gross margin? Because even if you accompany revenues growth, you are 0.2%. For you to get to 10% in the fourth quarter, it has to be a relevant increase. Do you think these two things alone justify the 10%, or do you think that you're going to expand gross margins?
In the fourth quarter, the gross margin should grow. We cannot forget that historically, the fourth quarter is the best quarter of Grendene. So in this period, with an increasing volume, we have a dilution of fixed costs because we have higher volumes, which contributes to improve the margins of the fourth quarter. That associated to the expense of $9 million of last year that we are not going to have this year, associated to a decrease in advertising and marketing expenses, will make the margins to be substantially higher than the margin of last year. And the margin of the year will be approximately aligned to what happened in 2006, maybe with a slight increase in margin as comparing when comparing 2007 to 2006. Thank you very much.
Our next question is from Dr. Carlos Moraes from Futuro Corretora.
Good morning, everyone. My question regards the company's strategy, considering the recent movements in the market, and Grendene as the brand manager, can we expect any acquisitions so as to increase the product mix, directing to products with higher value added and more approximation of Grendene's businesses with Vulcabras? Carlos, this is Pedro Grendene. Good morning. Good morning, Pedro. I would like to emphasize to you that we see Grendene, we've been seeing it grow in very steadily and consolidating its businesses. We've been growing considerably in exports in the markets in Latin America and in European markets too, according to we've been doing and we've been promising ever since our IPO to our investors. Even with the exchange problems, Grendene has managed to grow and to keep its profitability as our press releases have been showing. Somehow, we have also been growing in terms of profitability. We have just opened our new plant in Bahia, and it's now working in full capacity. It's an initial unit. It's not too big, but it's working to its full capacity. Our releases, our more recent introductions have been successful, as it has just been said, and even more successful than our initial expectations, such as the case of Ipanema anatomic sandals. We bought the Ipanema brand in the U.S., and we were already selling this product. On the whole, all our products, we are selling them very successfully in many countries in the world. Now we have Ipanema also in the U.S. We've been working in a constant way so as to consolidate and grow and develop brands that are indeed international, as our brand Melissa, that is very well positioned in many markets worldwide, in many, many countries all over the world. Our businesses on the whole and all our other brands are also very successful. We are happy with this growth. Grendene is a company that we could call a conservative company in this area. We do not have, in no way whatsoever, not even done anything close to an adventure. We will be paying attention to opportunities. But these opportunities need to represent increase to our businesses of considerable prospect for our businesses. We wouldn't considering adding to our business portfolio businesses or products or expectations that were below the levels of the businesses that Grendene has today. That is, we are going to go on working, we are going to go on paying attention to opportunities. Fortunately, we've been seeing a growth in Grendene. Our numbers are proving that we have solidity, profitability that are appropriate. We have good profitability that has been repeating itself quarter after quarter, year after year for many, many years. We have proven to be a very solid company in this area. We have sound dividends that can be